Thank you for choosing another presentation from the Southside Seventh-day Adventist Church. We pray that you will be blessed by the following sermon and that the Holy Spirit will speak to your heart.
Everything. The King of Glory would come to live within the heart of man.
Oh, I might just know you really loves me when I think of who he is, who I am.
My mind can conceive
he's more wonderful
than my heart can believe. He goes beyond
my highest hopes and fondest dreams. He's everything,
everything that my soul. So much more,
he's more than amazing,
more than marvelous,
more than marvelous could ever be.
pray. Oh Lord, our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. And Lord, when we think of the sun, the moon, the stars, when we think of the goodness and your mercies and your grace, we just ponder in our little bitty minds of how great thou art. We can't say enough to say thank you, Jesus. If we had 1,000 tongues, we still couldn't praise you enough. So right now, Lord, we come before you this Sabbath morning because we honor you and we love you. We respect, we are in awe of you. This is holy time. Such a great God. Come into our hearts this morning, Father, as we visit you. We'll give you all the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh boy, I'm grateful. Thank you, choir. Thank you, choir. And thank you, Sister Mackie. I want you to continue to pray for her as she leads out in our choir. Thank you, choir members, for sticking in there and coming to rehearsals and singing. And it's not too late to join, is it? It's not too late to join the choir. If you're interested in joining our inspirational choir, you can see Sister Mackie, and we are having rehearsal Friday night at 6 o'clock, because we will be singing next Sabbath. I will be at Oakwood at the time for the Evangelism Council meetings, but we have a wonderful speaker, Dr. Alongo. Amen. He's going to be bringing the word. Amen. Yes. Your husband, yes. She's looking, of course, she's doctor too, but your husband will be bringing the word. Praise the Lord for Southside's own Dr. Longo. And I wish I were here. Somebody record it, please, because I would love to hear him preach. The Lord has blessed him with the gift of the spoken word. And by the way, there was a young man that was passed away, had a gunshot wound by another family member. And it's Sister Ivy Duffy Harris's grandson. Some of you know her. Some of you know her. So we want you to pray for Sister Duffy's family. It's such a tragedy. I'd like to say thank you also to the Southside Adventurers Club. Our little adventurers are on the ball and are planning things through for the year, new year, and they had their induction ceremony November the 10th here, and it was wonderful. And I want to say thank you to all of our adventurers, Layla and Gabriel, Ezra, Desjay, Tara, Amberly, Alexandria, Kalisha, Hazelin, and Ayani. Thank you so much for being a part of Southside and the Adventure Club. And thank you to our Adventures team. Sister Patton, thank you so much, wherever you are, for your leadership. And Sister Longo and Sister Wilson, Sister Beard, Sister Nucci, and Sister Bordeaux. And look forward to great things happening in 2013 with our Adventure Club. Amen. Continue to pray for them. I want to invite you out for our prayer meeting service every Wednesday night. We come together here at Southside and praise the Lord, and also our senior prayer service every Tuesday afternoon at noon is our senior prayer service. They meet to pray with one another. Also, we want to remember those who are not here. I know that some are out sick. Brother Robert Jackson is still not here. We want to pray for him and his wife. Keep them in prayer. And a few others who are sick, we want to keep them on our prayer list. This morning, we had our scripture reading. Brother Carlisle, Elder Carlisle, and thank him so much for reading that. And we're going to be visiting that text along with another text this morning we want to look at. And since the season is about Thanksgiving and the holidays are coming, we want to make sure that our hearts are in the right place, and that we are giving thanks to God for what he has done. Entitled this sermon briefly, just thankfulness. Just thankfulness. And, we'll be coming from 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 and 18. And also, I want to add a text, Psalms 103. We want to look at verse 5 in just a few minutes. Many times we wait until Thanksgiving Day to give thanks for all that God has done for our family and food and shelter and et cetera. But this morning, we want to look at two great Thanksgiving scriptures. Psalms 103, look at verse 5, and 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 and 18. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 and 18. Let's read that first. It says, "Be joyful always. Pray continually. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." Now, when you read this passage, remember that it does not say give thanks for all circumstances, but rather in all circumstances. No matter how terrible some of the circumstances of life may be, we know as Christians, with God's help, there will always be that for which we can be thankful for, no matter what the circumstances is. No matter what the circumstances is. There were two school teachers who hadn't seen each other in several years, and they met at a convention, and they began filling each other in on what had happened in their lives since the last time they had met. And one teacher said, "I got married 2 years ago." "Oh, that's good," her friend replied. "Well, no, not really," the first one said. "My husband is twice as old as I am." "Oh, that's bad," her friend replied. "Well, no, not really," she said. "He's a millionaire several times over." "Oh, that's good," her friend replied. "Well, no, not really," she said. "He's mean to me and won't give me any money." "Oh, that's bad," her friend replied. "Well, no, not really," she said. "He did build us a million-dollar house." "Oh, that's good," her friend replied. "Well, no, not really," she said. "It burned down last month." "Oh, that's bad," her friend replied. "Well, no, not really," she said. "He was in it when it burned down." And so I encourage you this morning to take two safeguards to protect your thankfulness. Two things you need to remember as you protect your thankfulness. Make sure, in Psalms 103, we want to start there. Make sure that you are thanking the right somebody. If you're going to say thank you, we must say thank you to somebody. Make sure it's the right somebody. There was an atheist one morning. She and a friend stepped out into the glories of a beautiful fall morning. And as she saw the brilliant sun peeking through the haze and the frost on the meadow and the brightly colored leaves making their way lazily to the ground, she was filled with its beauty and burst forth with, "I'm just so grateful for it all." And her believing friend asked, "Grateful to whom, my dear? Grateful to whom?" If you're really grateful, if you're really thankful, then the next question you'd have to ask would be, "Grateful to whom? Grateful to whom?" We have to be grateful to God. Not Buddha, not Muhammad, but grateful to God for all he has done for us. You know, they just recently discovered this Hubble telescope, and they've discovered all these galaxies that have been there for thousands of years that we didn't even know about. Galaxies that just exist, and just beautiful galaxies that they just discovered from this Hubble telescope. And it just makes you feel so small as you realize how big God is and how great he is and how marvelous he is. Gives us something to be thankful about. David knew the answer to this question about gratefulness. And if anyone had a cause to lift his voice in thankfulness to God, David was the man. A shepherd boy became the hero of a nation. Hunted by, he was a fugitive who became a king. He was a condemned sinner who became a man after God's own heart. Is it any wonder that he begins the 103rd Psalms with the words of thanksgiving? "Praise the Lord, oh my soul. All my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all his benefits." So I say it again, when you decide to be thankful, be sure that you, like King David, are thankful to the right somebody. Make sure you thank God for the right reasons. And here's the second safeguard. Second safeguard, make sure you thank God for the right reasons. Now, if you were to draw up a Thanksgiving list for all which you were thankful, what would you put on that list? I know some of the things I would put on my list. First, I would be thankful for living in the United States. Come on, somebody. If you've ever visited another country, and some of you complainers, you need to go to one of the third world countries as you complain. And I guarantee when you come back, you'll be a different person. I went over to Togo, Africa, and it's one of the poorest parts of Africa that exists. It's right between Ghana and Nigeria, right? A little narrow country right next to Benin. Some of you may have visited that country. And it's just been raped and degraded by different governments, the French in particular. And I came back a different person. Me and my brother-in-law, Pastor Hudgens, went on a mission trip, I guess you can call it. We had meetings there, and praise the Lord, I baptized almost 30 people there in a little village outside of Lomé. And just to, the country was so poor, they didn't even have a baptismal, but we didn't want to go down to the river because they knew we didn't want to catch anything, you know. So they decided to just dig a hole down in front of the church that I had my meeting at. And they dug a hole about 6 feet by 6 feet. I got pictures of it. And we had to go to the nearest market miles away to get cement. And the men got together and mixed that cement, Curly, and we poured that cement down in this hole about 6 feet by 6 feet, right in front of the church. And we let that cement harden down there, made it about 3 feet deep. Didn't have any water, fresh water, so the ladies of the church got together with these big baskets, went down into the fresh water river, and got baskets of water, and walked back to the baptismal pool, and poured the water in the baptismal pool so folk could get baptized. And some of y'all complain, you know, oh, it's too cold, it's too hot. It's You've got to be grateful for what you have. I came back from that country a different person, different person. So I'm thankful for to be living in the United States. Second, despite all of my recent aches and pains, I'm thankful for physical blessings too. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. Someone said, count your fingers and toes. And if your mind is sharp enough to count that high, then give God thanks for your mind too. Thank him that you can see and that you have the ability to move from one place to another. I thank God for physical strength this morning. Gives me every day. Don't take that for granted. My dear cousin, my wife's cousin, Veronica, went to bed one night with her husband and didn't wake up the next morning. Husband called her and she just didn't wake up. Be grateful for each day you open your eyes. I thank him for supplying me with everything that I really need. I don't have everything that I would like to have, but he has met my needs. And I know that God is the supplier of every good and perfect gift that comes my way. Now, I realize this list can go on and on, but let's take a look at the list that David made in Psalms 103, beginning at verse 3. Return your Bibles to Psalms 103. Look what David said, and all that David had been through, and all that he had. Look and see what the very first thing he's thankful for. He begins by thanking God for being a God who, what? Forgives all your sins. Hallelujah. David knew what was important, didn't he? He didn't begin by thanking God for making him king. He doesn't mention that Israel has become the strongest nation in the world during his reign. No, first of all, he thanks God for forgiving him of his sins. You need to do the same thing. Your friend can't forgive you of your sins. Your mother can't forgive you. Your father can't forgive you for your sins. But thank God, he's a God who's able, and if you ask him, he says, I will forgive you and cleanse you from all of your unrighteousness. The most precious gift that we could ever receive is to be forgiven of all of our sins. And we must do this minute by minute, hour by hour. Then he says that God heals all your diseases. Some of y'all have had diseases and you know what he's talking about. David didn't know anything about germs or infection. All he knew was when the people of God obeyed God's laws, come on somebody, they didn't have the plagues that was laid waste to the nations around them. They were just obedient. And they received blessings by just being obedient. Sometimes you can heal your body just by being obedient to God. Just by doing what he says. Coming to church on Sabbath, you might get a healing for coming to church on Sabbath. Why? Because God said so. We may not able to be able to understand everything that happens in life, but I'm convinced that God is still the great physician. Now, we have some good physicians in this church, but they're not the great physician. He is the great physician that knows the deepest needs of my life even better than I do. Whether my need is physical or psychological or spiritual, I'm sure that God will always do that which is best for me. And I'm grateful for that. Next, David says that God redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion. God certainly did that for King David, and he's still doing it today. Then he says that God satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. How many of us want our youth renewed? Come on, somebody. I was at the barbershop last week. I said, man, I don't know what you going to do to my head, but just make me look 10 years younger. You know, I don't know what's that. Just make me look younger when you cut my hair. He kind of looked at me and kind of got puzzled. You know, he said, well, I don't know, sir. David says that God will satisfy you and renew your youth like the eagles. I like that. Everybody's searching for the fountain of youth. Maybe Paul explains it best when he said that though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. 2 Corinthians 4:16. So as we look at King David's Thanksgiving list, it's easy for us to say that's great. And we can add to this list of ours and join together in thanking God for all of the joys and blessings he showered us every day. Even the bad things that we go through, we can still praise God through those trials that we go through from day to day. Everybody's not sharing in our joy and thanksgiving. There are many who are suffering. I just read you a family of a young man life has been snatched away from him. And each week, our congregation and our prayer meetings, we spend time praying for people on our prayer list. And on that prayer list, you'll see someone who's anticipating a surgery, others with a terminal disease, some who are struggling with family or financial problems. In fact, the truth be told, each one of us is suffering in some way or another. If not today, then tomorrow. And it was Job who said, man is born to trouble as surely as sparks fly upward. Yet even though bad things happen to God's people, we still can give him praise and thanksgiving to God. Why? Because the great difference between God's people and all the rest is that God's people do not suffer alone. David says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. That's what David said. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. We're not the only ones struggling. We're not the only ones hurting. There are many people in our church today who are struggling, who are hurting. People who never lift a voice in praise and thanksgiving to God are hurting too. The difference is that when we hurt, God is there to help us through those difficult moments in life. Back in the book of Exodus 2:24, it says, God heard their groanings. He remembered his covenant with Abraham and with Isaac and with Jacob. You and I forget names that we were told just a few minutes ago. Friends that move away, move out of town, we soon forget their names. But the God of the universe, who has billions of people to be concerned about, never forgets, because he never sleeps nor slumbers. He heard the groanings of Israel and remembered the covenant that he had made with Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac. In Exodus 3:7, the Lord tells Moses, I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I have heard them crying out because of their slave drivers, and I'm concerned about their sufferings, so I've come down to rescue them. God is saying, I hear every cry that comes from the lips of my people, every prayer from the depths of their hearts. I'm concerned about their tears and their suffering. I am reaching down to rescue them. Thank you, Jesus. And it's been my experience that when my own children are hurting, we hurt. Those are usually the times when we are most eloquently able to communicate our love and concern to them, because we can't stand to watch them hurting. I remember just scooping our little kids up in our arms. Doesn't seem long ago when they would hurt. And even as they've gotten bigger, we try to still communicate our love for them. We want them to know that we hurt too, because they do. And we try to do all that we can to take away the hurt. Sometimes we do too much. And some of my greatest moments with God have been the times when I've hurt the most, when I felt the most empty, when I've cried from the depths of my soul to find that he was there, always faithful, always keeping his promise. I lift my heart to thee, O God, in gratitude and praise for all thy blessings of the past and those of future days. I thank thee for my faithful friends, for sunshine and the rain, and every blessing hid or seen, though some may come with pain. O God, accept my thanks to thee each time I come to pray, and grant that each day I live will be Thanksgiving Day. This morning, if you are here and if you are going through some trial in life without the help of Jesus, then we want you to know that you don't have to continue to go down that lonesome road any longer. Amen. That God sent his son into the world. And the sacrifice is complete in Jesus. I want to offer you the opportunity to ask for forgiveness of your sin. That was the first thing on David's list. Lord, I don't want to thank you for making me king. I don't want to thank you for all the riches that you've given me and everything that I have. No, I want to thank you for the forgiveness of my sins through the precious blood of Jesus. So let's begin this Thanksgiving season, this holiday season, thanking God that he has forgiven me. Not all the food that we've eaten and all the good times, but just, Lord, I thank you for being there to forgive me for when I failed you. I thank you for your precious blood that cleanses me. What can wash away my sins? nothing but the blood of Jesus. And if that's not on your prayer list, you can take care of that this morning as you bow your head with me. Lord, among all the things that you've blessed us with, shelter and food and live in a country that we don't have to hear rockets and bombs and guns go off. We live in a country for the freedom we have to worship you on this Sabbath day, Lord. We thank you, Lord, oh, not for the good times and our family and our cars and houses. No, not that. Not for the sanctuary and the fellowship we have together at Southside. But, Lord, we lift our hearts in gratitude and gratefulness today because, like David said, number one on his list, Father, for the forgiveness of our sins. Thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. And Lord, teach us with our hard heads how to be grateful, how to appreciate that offer, that blood that you shed. Help us to not ever become complacent and take that for granted, Lord. But each day approach your throne with thanksgiving and gratefulness for the gift of salvation through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Thank you for your precious blood, Lord. Now bless us again, Father. And we thank you for the Holy Spirit visiting with us today. And Father, before I close this prayer, if there's anyone here who needs to be more grateful, maybe they haven't been taken, they've been taking you for granted. They just need to say thank you for being a God that hears and answers our prayers, Lord. Touch their hearts this morning, Lord, I pray. As we begin this holiday season, Lord, protect our families. Be with that loved one who we lost, Father, the young man, that family. Such a tragedy, Father. Oh, God, be with them in a special way. Comfort their hearts right now, Lord. We'll give you all the praise and the glory. And we're grateful. We're grateful, Lord. We're grateful. We're grateful, Father. We're grateful, Lord. We're grateful. I said we're grateful, Father. I said we're grateful, Lord. I said thank you. We're grateful, Father. We are grateful this morning. Somebody put their hand together. We're grateful this morning. We're grateful this morning, Lord. That's all. We're just grateful. We're grateful. We're grateful. We're grateful. We thank you. We're grateful. We praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We're just grateful this morning, Lord. We're grateful. We're grateful for your blood. We're grateful that you are a forgiving God. You dismiss all those things we did last week, Father. Those things we did last night. Those thoughts, Lord. We thank you for dismissing them and casting them in the depths of the sea, Father, and remembering them no more. We give you thanks. We give you thanks, Lord. You are the greatest. You are the greatest. You are the greatest. And we're grateful, Father. We can't say it enough times. We're grateful, Father. We thank you, Lord. Grateful, Father, we're grateful. We're grateful, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In your Son's name, we pray. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. That name that one day every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. Amen and amen.
Thank you for listening to another powerful presentation from the Southside Seventh-day Adventist Church. We trust that you have been blessed and pray that you will choose to be used by God. As always, stay blessed by the best.